The Pittsburgh Pirates recently wrapped up their 18th consecutive losing season. So Pirates fans are again looking to the past to warm their sporting hearts. Once a year, they gather at the University of Pittsburgh, which now stands on the site of the Pirates' old stadium, to relive the team's greatest moment. Erica Barris reports.
Every year, Herb Saltman buys a planner, flips to October 13th, and writes noon, Game 7. He's been organizing this event for years.
We're here to celebrate 50 years of baseball history in Pittsburgh. The 1960 victory of the Pirates over the Yankees.
Yesterday was October 13th, and the 50th anniversary of the Pirates World Series win. Hundreds of people came, wearing Pirates hats and shirts. They brought their old ticket stubs, their kids, and their autographed baseballs. It started in the 80s with one guy and his cassette tape. At noon, they start playing a recording of Game 7 of the 1960 World Series in real time. Rex Rakoski comes to the celebration every year.
It's just like an annual family event, almost a reunion of Pirate fans and people who have the memory of that era or people who have heard of that era.
Herb Saltman knows the last stretch of the final World Series game well. Not only does he relive it every year, he was actually there.
The game, of course, is very exciting and yelling and screaming, and everybody's getting all the highs and lows, the highs when the Pirates are winning, the lows when the Yankees would go ahead. And then the Yankees tied it, game at 9-9 in the top of the ninth.
That's when second baseman Bill Mazeroski hit a home run that won it all.
It's my extreme, extreme pleasure and thrill to introduce Bill Mazeroski.
Although Mazeroski is now 74, with white hair and a thicker waistline, his smile is shy and boyish. He's been getting slapped on the back for 50 years, but he still seems shocked at all of the attention.
I never thought about it. I just thought it was a hit to win the ball game, and then they'd be forgotten about next year, and we'd have to start all over again. And here we are 50 years later still talking about it.
When he walked through the crowd, people thanked him. They shook his hand. They took off their hats. Their eyes widened, and their hands hovered over their hearts. To them, it was more than just a game. Pittsburgh had a reputation as a smoky city. The Pirates hadn't won a World Series in decades. And then there was the 1960 season. There was a momentum building. 50 years later, listening to the recording, the momentum is still there. It's like the game is actually happening now. There are cheers, there are groans. By the end of the eighth inning, after listening to a tight game, people are standing, waiting for the final play. For NPR News, I'm Erica Barris in Pittsburgh.